Father, thank you for words that people need today. We worship you, Lord, and give you glory. We minister to you today, Lord. We love you and we praise you. You are the object of our best affection. There's no other place we'd rather be than with you. There's nothing else we would rather do than be with you. You are it for us, Lord. We love you, Father. We love you. Thank you that you're our Father. You're not just our God, you're our Father. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have a word for Jennifer. With ease, you'll take the next step into your destiny. With ease, it'll be for you. With ease, you'll come through. You don't have to crawl. You don't have to run. I'll carry you, says the Lord. Be watching and waiting for the fresh anointing that is coming forth like a river out through your voice, out through your mouth. Finances coming into you, flowing into you. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 As a river of income in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I have a word for Miss D. I saw you in the secret place. And of course, there are secrets in the secret place. And there's a pathway that he has for you, and it's there in that place. And it was like a stone pathway. And you know, they're perfectly merged together where each and every part, and there's the, where the dirt would normally form, and that's what seals it in. It's the glory. It's the glory sealing in every single stone on that pathway he has for you.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
So enter thank into that Lord. Secret place, because he has secrets for you there.
Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I feel like that the year of 2019 is going to bring in new business opportunities. Things that have been talked about, things that have been prayed about, are coming to fruition in 2019. But it's not because it hasn't been thoroughly prayed over, but now's the time for action. So in prayer and in faith, you're going to birth what this is. It's in the spirit already. It's yours. But you're going to enter into that, and it is going to change. It might even change where you're living. You might even actually move locations. That's how big this is going to be for you guys. So
praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Gabe, when I sat down, I actually had a flash, and I was transformed into, or I was transported into, I was on a sidewalk, and there was a parade going on, and I saw this big band coming, and you were the drum major in front leading this band, and this band was not a small band. It was city blocks long, and I just heard great leadership is coming, and some of that stuff's already bubbling up, but you're going to lead some big things in the future.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's hold on right there. Let's pray for him for that. Stand up, Gabe. Father, in the name of Jesus, anointed to lead, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord, for every grace, a shift in his life today, anointed to lead. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead.
Hey, Brother Matt. I seen you walk into the back of a U-Haul, and there's one box, just random box, on the back shelf, that where the little shelf is in the back, right? You grab that thing, you walked off, you close the door of the U-Haul, and the Lord says, you're fully unpacked. Now, get it in the house, put it where it needs to go, and live in it and enjoy it. I think that's your calling, my brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Not sure. It's one of you on this row here, maybe even in this general area. Someone's been concerned, not worried, but just lifting their grandson up in prayer. The Lord said, he's got it. It's already sealed. There's a set purpose in time, and he'll enter into it. But it's already done, says the Lord. Fret no more. Speak the word only.
Praise God.
Jamie, I have a word for you. It's as if you have been taking something and you pick it up out of this box and you put it in this box and then you pick it up out of this box and you put it in this box and you pick it up out of this book, but you're trying to fix it. You're trying to put it in the box that's going to make it in its correct place, that you're going to fix it. Stop. Rest. 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 He's got it. Just rest.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Deb. Deb's got
Hallelujah.
One.
Jana, I saw you on this beautiful pedestal. It was up high. It was this real skinny, beautiful, golden thing that came up to this beautiful, round, gold circle. You were standing on it, and you were slowly rotating around it. And I saw you dressed in these beautiful, beautiful flowing garments, and that had this yellow oil. And he said, that's the oil of joy, that you're going to be dressed and anointed with the oil of joy. And I saw you slowly rotating, and you were looking out, and love was emanating out of you, and joy and goodness, but love and joy and goodness and favor was emanating to you. Everywhere you turned, slowly, it was just full of goodness.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Miss D, I also had something. I saw you walking through a room, and it was kind of not dark, but it was just kind of like the lights were off. And there was something shiny on the shelf that you had put down, and now it illuminated to you. And it was a little dusty, but I hear pick it up, and it was precious to you. But it's something that you were like, the time is not right, so I put it down over here. I'll worry about other things over here. Not worry, but. And then so I see you pick it up, and you just dust it off, and it just becomes, it illuminates the whole room.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's good. It's good.
Hallelujah.
Cynthia, there's something big coming, and it's already in motion. And I'm hearing like the springtime, like March, April. And it's going to be one of those things. I see like a mile marker, and it's one of those things that's going to be something that you turn back, and you're like, on that date, my life changed.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I got in my spirit somebody who collects googly eyes. I don't have a name, though. If that's you, just raise your hand. Got a word for you. If you collect googly eyes, glory to God. I'll say into the atmosphere. The Lord says that this person who collects this thing does it because it brings them simple joy, just a chill of giggles. And the Lord has his eye on that person to put him into a position of favor for the simple pleasure that when you get that giggly, he gets that giggly, and he loves you. Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful.
Praise God.
That's beautiful.
Miss Sharon, I see it says in the word that their prayers went up like a memorial before God. Mm. Your prayers go up like a memorial before God. When you speak them, you mean them with everything that you have. And he hears them, and he knows. You are doing a mighty work in this church, and he recognizes it. And he wants to place his favor on whatever it is that you have for him. Let it be known to him, because he wants to favor you in that place.
Amen. The Lord pointed you out to me as well. So you have been great in your intercession. God rewards you, blesses you, loves you, thanks you for that. There have been things you've waited on for a long, long time. And the Lord said, like a flood. He told me to tell you this. When a flood comes, people will try to put up barriers. But the flood will break through.
Yes. I believe there's a I know you live on a ranch, and I see lots and lots and lots of acreage, but there's one place. And I sense in the spirit just how precious this one place is. And I believe it's you. You go there because that's where you hear the Lord. That's where you find intimacy with him. And it's not that you can't hear him any other place, but this one spot that you go to and you just weep before the Lord and you tell him your dreams and you tell him your desires and you bring it before him. And even just very recently, you were there and you said, okay, God, this is where I am and I need to know your heart on this. And he wants you to know this. He brought you here this morning for you to hear these words. His word for you for this coming year is yes. Yes. Yes, son. Yes. You come into agreement with his yes. And you watch God do everything you put your foot to do. Because your heart's desire is his desire. And you've made it a point to live your life that way. You haven't chased things. You've lived a very humble life. And because of that, God is honoring you. And he said he will honor your word. And he will honor, thank you, Lord. He will honor his word to you because he's spoken to you about very private things that you may not have even shared with your wife. Very intimate details of the depths of your heart. And he loves you. He loves you. I just sense this. It's very overwhelming. God favors you.
Thank you, Jesus. Have something for Jim as well. You are a man of your word. And the Lord wants you to know that he is a God of his word. And he will keep that which he's committed, which you've committed to him. Now, there are areas where both of you have wanted things to move a little faster, particularly ministry-wise. And the Lord would say to you, you will not be out of bounds by saying what I'm saying and by giving advice that I'm giving. Sometimes you've held back, but there are things that I'm going to release to you that need to be spoken, and I'm giving you my word that they will be heard and there will be a shift. And you will see this word's coming right out of the shift anointing and going home with you, that there will be a shift in the atmosphere, even in your church, in your ministry. There's some new things that are going to take place, some new upgrades, some new ways of doing things. There are going to be some things that there's some people thought was revelation that was not revelation. And they've kind of hung on to it. And your voice is going to speak truth. And those things will go out the window and they will be respected. And your words will be, and things will happen. Trust him to back you at your word, because it's his word that's going to come through you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you
for it, Lord.
Actually, to go along under that, I'll slip in under that. I saw y'all on a wagon, and y'all had a team of four horses, and y'all were going up and stopping, and y'all were actually hitching up to four new fresh horses. Double. Your team, and I keep hearing team,
yeah,
is doubling.
Yeah. All right. Double the team. That's good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Okay.
Jamie, keep hearing greatest year yet. This is going to be your banner year, your greatest year yet. I actually see you, I see like a train in the background, like you're coming. And I'm actually standing next to the people that are laying the tracks, angels or, you know, and they're double bracing it, like a bridge over a chasm, they're double bracing it, earthquake prepare, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, why do you need that? And I'm actually talking to the foreman, and they're saying because his weightiness is so heavy, his testimony is going to be so great that we need to double brace this thing.
Woo!
That people are just going to be around you, and and you don't even have to speak words, and I just hear yokes crumbling.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 I have one for Miss Pat Gum. This next season, way beyond 2019, will be so great. Great family-wise, great financially, great socially, and most of all, the anointing on you will increase to the point that burdens will be removed and yokes destroyed at your word. While your family is sleeping, they will change. They will have awakenings. They will move forward. They will see the light of God. People around you will see the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are changing, beginning right now. Jesus' name. The Lord has looked over your past years of service, and He says, reward is upon you in Jesus' name. Y'all know the Lord rewards people? He loves us all. He gives us all things. But there's reward. Just like you reward your children. Or you should. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He's rewarding us. And it isn't just when we get to heaven. It's now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just allow the Lord to shake out all the nonsense that comes out of people's mouth.
Yes.
Just shake it out of your thoughts. How you feel about your children? How are you thinking about raising them? What rights you think you have? You've got plenty of rights, but know the biblical ones. And you don't have to fight the battles. You'll win every battle that you don't try to fight this year. Every battle that you won't fight, you'll win. Every one of them. You just put it, every one that you won't, try to go after in your mental arena. You just go, oh, Lord, look at there, here. And I mean, it'll be over that fast. It'll be over that fast. Everything will move you forward. Move you forward. And the Satan, that's what the Jews call it, the Satan will, he may try to do a few light things, but he's not even going to get close. Not even going to get close to harassing you. Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
You'll just keep him out by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. I see great grace for you. Great grace. The Lord opening up places for you. Great grace. Just really. I hear the Lord saying this, that he loves people, but he has a real fondness for you. You know, the Lord loves everybody, but he doesn't really like how everybody behaves. But the Lord likes you. And he likes how you behave. And he is going to do some very special things for you that you will totally recognize. Oh, Lord, thank you. This is going to be a good season. Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See you going into the double. Going into the double. Double anointing. Double financial. And I hear this. Double wonder. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Larry, your appetite for God has grown and grown and grown and grown, and you almost can't get enough. And the Lord's going to give you large spaces to receive more and more revelation. You will preach the gospel. You will preach the gospel publicly, even in this house, says the Lord. You will do it. And you will see many come in. And the Lord's going to give you a particular gift that you probably never dreamed you're going to have. you will be able to lead people in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they will receive within seconds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Need Tim, Patty, to come up here. Can you y'all stay 5 more minutes? Tim and Patty, to come up here. Come here, Bobo. Chris.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amanda, come up here. Need you two to come right here. Matt and Bree, right here. Come on up here. Jessica, come. Now we're going to need you to come, please. Cynthia and Jennifer, need you to come.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're believing that Tracy's right here with us as well.
Thank you, Jesus.
And this is you all, right here too. This is for all of you right up here, okay? And look one more time. Okay, Lord, I've got this. I've got what you want to do. You are, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mothers and fathers of Victory Church for the future. You will lead and guide God's people from this place and from other places we go together and travel and minister. You are the mothers and fathers of this house. And God is going to use you to raise up the kids. Not just your kids, the kids that God's going to bring in.
Yes, amen.
You are the mothers and the fathers of this house. And I gave you my right hand of fellowship on it. It is so. And just as surely as Pastor Deb and me and Ron and Bill and Virginia and John and Rachel and I'm talking about the future. Don't talk to me. Gladys and Eldred, Macaroni, some of us that have reared up this house. That's what you're going to do. Not without us for a long time, but more and more with us and for us. Because Victory Church is going to wax great.
Yes.
And increase more and more. And because of that, we need you to realize already who you are. Many of you have already realized the gifts of the Spirit that have been dispensed to you and on you. Some a little newer coming. Where's Jenna? You're in this too. I'm sorry. Come up here. I thought I got her. I thought I got you. Come up here. And so we're just releasing a new anointing for you to continue upward in this call. Larry, you're supposed to be up here. Come here. Sorry. Larry.
Yes.
Come here, Larry, my honey. Stand by you, honey. Am I missing anybody's wife or husband? Come here. Okay, did I miss anybody else? I see you all together so much that I just didn't. I apologize. Now, I pray you'll answer this call because I know it's right.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Now, y'all stand right here and talk amongst yourselves. I got to talk to the people. This in no way negates what we're all doing. But for the future, God is going to build something, and some more of you may come into this.
Thank you, Jesus.
But, you know, me and Mata, we've been doing this for a while, and we're going to continue to. But there's a fatherhood call. Listen, listen, church. Denominational churches are set up to where there's the, you know, the deacon, I mean, excuse me, you know, deacon possessed. Where they're set up to where they're controlled by boards and stuff. Apostolic ministries have mothers and fathers. They have relationships with their people. It's not just, well, we'll roll one in there and then y'all have him for a while. And then the people fall in love with you and then they roll them out. And this, nobody can fire me. You understand? I planted this church. Nobody can fire me. Now, you can talk to my leader if you have a problem. Amen. But it's built on the apostleship thing so that we're working with family. So we're looking at this generation right here to come up into these places. And so some more of you may be called to this. I just don't know it yet because I don't know you yet. But I know what the Lord said about these people. You get me?
I got you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the anointing. Thank you, Lord, for the call of God. Heart for the house. 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 Heart for the house, 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 heart for the house. She already has a heart for the house. Heart for the house, heart for the house. Now, you know, most of y'all, this boy, you already do have a heart for the house, but there's an increase in it. There's an increase in it right now, right now, right now. And there's going to be signs and wonders and miracles right out of your hands. Right out of your hands. Right out of your mouth. Think about Jordan. When I met him, he wouldn't even say anything. And now he's prophesying and preaching all over the place. Amen. You already were. But he was, when I met him, he was kind of quiet. Now he's right out there in the middle of everything. Glory to God. We got some good ones, don't we, Bill? Amen. Would you like to say something over him? Yeah.
And they're picking up your anointing.
Yeah.
Going to them. And when you laid hands on them, I could just see the surge of God's hand on top of your hand. And it just penetrated each and every one of them.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I have something for Pastor Phil. I'm going to say it like the Lord said it to me with no intention of making either one of us less or more. But the Lord gathered you to me on purpose. We've been friends for a long time and hold equal anointings in all that we do. We are peers. But we will and do work well together. And the Lord reminded me, as we've gone along and you've been here with us, and it's been such a strength to this congregation, that there's something a-coming that's going to require every preacher in this house to work. And I know that's why God called us together. You're still having your meetings. You're doing all those things. But you're here on Sundays. It's so important. But just watch and see. God is doing it. He's doing it in a mighty way. We're partners together in this thing. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, y'all go on now.
Praise God.
Praise God for these
Praise
children.
God.
You know what that means for you, don't you? She one day, she'll probably be the pastor of the church one day right there. She'll say, Mama and Daddy told me to chick it up here. Start, and you and you and you and you and you. Could be. We have a number of them that can do it. Those kids back there are already witnessing, getting people saved, laying hands on people. This one right here prophesies all the time. How old are you now, Kendall? You're 12? She had to think about it. I'm 12, yeah. So, but she'll prophesy over you just like that. It's the way it ought to be. She's gifted. This man's a leader. Like how he plays the guitar? Listen, and if you're over 50, don't think you're chopped liver. We got a lot to do. Get in shape, because we're running with them. We're going all over the world. I believe that within the next 24 months, we will break out in not just to the states around us, but further out and into the world. I believe that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's like there's been a bullet in the chamber that you've never gotten to use before. A silver bullet. But it's coming. You're going to bring that click thing back. I don't know what you call them, but I see it. And you're going to aim perfectly and hit the target. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See you having your own television show, not just being on Fox, having your own show. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The recovery and the restoration will be exceedingly abundant above what you were even asking for. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you for it, Lord. Well, let's stand up. We're going to try to go out of here. If you can, and you're willing, we're meeting at 7 o'clock at Gates of the City in Kerrville. You can Google it and Google map it or what. What do you call that? Yeah, Google it and find out where to go. I don't know. I just have a map on my phone. I'm an Apple person. So, thank you, Jesus. Siri tells me where to go. The Australian man. You know his voice, the Australian man on Siri? See, I had the girl on, but Toby, my son, said, Mom, you're mean to Siri. See? So I thought, I'm going with a guy because that's better. So no offense, girls. But so I got him, and he's so polite and nice. And he says, calling Jesse Wallace, mobile? And I'm like, yes, mobile. But anyway, it could really be a real change for everyone tonight. So pray about it. Pray about it. You know, you're like, well, I don't know if I want to rise up off the couch tonight. Well, Jesus rose from the dead. And if he rose from the dead, you can rise from the couch tonight. Jesus' name. Amen. All hearts and minds clear? Jeff, it's going to be a good 4, 5, 6, 7 good years. 7 good years, so store up. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Come to Kerrville tonight.
Come to Kerrville tonight, he said. Amen. Would you like to say something? Praise God.
So we thank you for that, and for sharing the anointing and the blessing, and we know you'll be blessed for it. And we just thank you and love you like you're our family.
Amen. You are our family. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So are y'all inviting me this year?
Of course.
Okay. I just thought I would ask in front of all these people so I'd get...
Yeah. I got to get out of here.
I know. I'd say, get him, boys. No, you know, I don't, I don't. don't care. I mean, it's whatever God wants to do. If he said, I don't think we're supposed to invite you this year, I'm like, well, that's fine with me. Just stuff like that doesn't offend me. I've been doing Eric Holler's ProfCon for how many years, y'all think? 14 something? I don't know. A long time. Except when Pastor was still the pastor. Been in it for a long time. But every year, I tell Deb, I wonder if they'll invite me this year. She says, rocks. And I'm like, well, we should not ever just think. So I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
This is our 10th year.
Your 10th year.
So this is going to be a special year.
All right. Amen.
You guys are special.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. So, hey, you know, y'all could come out there too.
Amen.
There's a Holiday Inn on the corner. And then, you know, you could always go traveling from there. Amen. There's lots to do and see their pretty place.
Stay out of Colorado.
Well, you go on past that. Y'all can just keep driving. You don't have to pull over at the... Right? The rest of it's pretty. Andrew's up there. Andrew Womack. Yeah. Anyway, but we do get what you're saying. But this is where we were riding out in the back. How far do you think we went out in the back before we saw those elk?
Probably about 2 miles.
So we're riding back. They don't have much land, so you have to watch out. It's only 38,000 acres. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, so you have to, you know. So so I said, Jim, I want to see some elk. And we came up over that hill, and there was a whole nursery. Baby elks. I've got pictures. It was so cool. We got out of the car. We got pretty close to them. It was pretty awesome. But just, I mean, I love stuff like that. I like riding out in the woods. And then, now y'all remember Grace the heifer? Remember I told you about helping them? We were trying to birth the cow, so me and Deb were praying while she was trying to have her calf. Well, the calf went to heaven, but I understand that Grace is now food on the table for someone. Did she get to go to?
Probably.
All right. That's what she was, she's blessed. That's what she's created for. For us. We're not going to start Save the Cow campaign. Don't write me any dirty letters, anybody. You can't live off the memory of a ribeye. Got to have another one. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, that this is sealed in the glory and the anointing. We are blessed. And Father, we thank you that we're the head, not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hand to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you all, and I'll see you tonight and Wednesday night.